Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Once by Fire's lead singer has been compared to Melissa Etheridge, Joan Osborne, Amanda Marshall, and, in my opinion, the early vocal stylings of Wendy Kaiser from Rez Band. But Robin Kitchen says, quote, "I don't often hear women with voices like mine in the style I like. I think that makes us unique," end quote. Well, Robin's on the phone with us tonight from her home in the southwestern edge of Alberta to talk about Once by Fire and the band's new Goodbye Scarlet CD. We'll talk to Robin in a moment. But first, let's listen to Goodbye Scarlet, the title track from Once by Fire's debut CD.
Always guilty, it seems. You just want me downtrodden. Why do you bring it up again? Try as you might to get blood from this stone. But guilt doesn't live here, and death has gone home. Oh, so goodbye, Scarlet. No more tonic. Vanquish the stains of this life. Was not within me to be rid of this disease. No more Scarlet. He has pardoned. All is made he. Pick your poison and mankind descends. A world in darkness but not left alone. The paradigm shifts when the sun gives his own. Oh, so goodbye, Scarlet. No more tarnish. Vanquish the stains of this life. He has pardoned. All is made right. All is made right. This one piece of evidence speaks to my innocence. His redemption, it means my exemption. One sweet smelling sacrifice speaks to my place in Christ. Down and duty bound, but found in his favor now. Found in the Savior now.
And now to our conversation with Robin Kitchen. Good evening, Robin.
Hello.
Now, your biography on the Once by Fire website gives us a little bit of an idea of your spiritual journey. Can you give our listeners a little bit of a condensed version of that?
Okay. Essentially, I somewhat grew up in the church. We went to Catholic Church and United Church when I was a kid. But it wasn't until about 16 that the gospel really made sense to me. I had done some crazy living and ended up in a home one day of a co-worker's. And someone else that I was working with preached the gospel to me when I really needed to hear it. So I said the sinner's prayer that night. And my whole life changed from that point on. So that was really the beginning, I would say.
So when did your interest in music start? Was that before or after that experience?
I would say that I was just always singing as a child, you know, around the house, in the vehicle. I always loved music, if I can recall.
Now, were there any specific artists that you kind of were drawn to and sort of started influencing you?
I would say that the music I listened to went through a great transition from the time I was quite young to the time that I started singing, kind of performing. I would say the first music I really connected to, I would say, would be Tracy Chapman. I also liked Cat Stevens and Indigo Girls. That's when I started to really get into lyrics and emotionally connect with music.
It's interesting, the style that you sing, I mean, you talk about Tracy Chapman, I mean, the style that you're singing and that Once by Fire does is a little bit different from Tracy Chapman stuff. How did you sort of shift to that hard rock styling?
Right. Well, after that phase of, you know, kind of introduction to folk music, I went to middle school in Scarborough, where I got into rap and hip-hop, actually. And then by the time I was in high school, I was learning about Pearl Jam and U2 and Soundgarden, Nirvana, Led Zeppelin, you know, bands that I hadn't really been exposed to prior to that point. And I really connected with Pearl Jam, for example. So I started to enjoy grunge and, you know, Seattle sound. So I would say between folk and grunge, you know, those were the two that really appealed to me. And yet there's such an odd mix. I'm not even quite sure how to describe. I find it difficult to describe the music we're doing. I mean, you called it hard rock, and I would say some of the songs definitely I feel are also. But overall, I find it difficult to kind of describe, you know, what it is that we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of that melodic melodic elements in there. I mean, your songwriting, I can certainly tell that, you know, listening to people like Tracy Chapman and the ones you mentioned at the beginning, the lyrics and songwriting component comes across from that storytelling perspective that you get, especially out of that folk music genre and even some of the stuff that Pearl Jam has done.
Right.
In the past. When did you actually get to the point where you were starting to perform?
I would say in high school, there were opportunities at the school I went to, you know, be in talent shows. And prior to that, I'd been in, you know, drama productions. But when I first took to the stage, I would say it was in my teen years with friends and even karaoke, I'm embarrassed to say, but gave me a little taste of performing in public, so that type of thing. Teen years, I would say.
Well, looking at it, and I look at some of the stylings that you're doing, and I'm thinking about people like Lee Aaron, Melissa Etheridge, Amanda Marshall, bands like Heart, and even going back, I kind of hear a little bit of Wendy Kaiser out of Rez Band coming through at times. There are few women who sing in those, that blues, hard rock style banding in that. When did sort of your idea of forming a band with you as the front vocalist come about?
Right. excuse me. Sorry. When I was about 18, I think would be when I started to pursue, singing in a band. I think also around that time I was listening to Amanda Marshall a lot. And hearing her and connecting with, you know, the way that she sang, that kind of led to a general idea of style for me. And at that point, about 18, I had decided that I wanted to be doing music professionally or, you know, in ministry, whatever the Lord had for me, use my talent. Yeah.
No, where did the whole idea of coming up with Once by Fire? I mean, there's you and your husband Brian, who's the drummer, and my mind unfortunately went back to the one famous drummer, male drummer, female vocalist group, which was the Carpenters. But you're a far cry from their styling. Where did that whole aspect of you guys putting together a band come from?
Well, we met. excuse me. We met, you know, over kind of a music project. So we had intended to make music from the beginning, he and I. And I was kind of searching, you know, Lord, what project would you have me in, or what would you, you know, want me to do at this point? I had been in a secular band, kind of. I was the only Christian. I was trying to steer it a little bit into the, you know, Christian music direction, but it wasn't meant to be. And so I found myself without a band, and then I met Brian, and he had performed and, you know, with various musicians, and, you know, he wanted to drum also. So that was kind of around the time that I met Brian, it was what I saw to be the first real opportunity to form a Christian band, you know. We've kind of had different configurations of band since we met, but ultimately along the road, it's always been Brian and I. So we just keep pursuing that, you know, and take it as it comes.
And what inspired the band's name?
Oh, I would say it's kind of a twofold meaning. One would be the scripture in 2 Peter 3:10 to 13, you know, the verse where he he talks about the day of the Lord and the earth, you know, being consumed, all the elements melting in fervent heat, and also the baptism, baptism of fire that is spoken of in Matthew 3, you know, as opposed to the baptism of water. And I kind of find it interesting, too, that the earth underwent, you know, the water and fire, and we as believers also undergo water and fire, you know.
Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Once by Fire's Robin Kitchen, and we're going to talk specifically about the band's new CD, Goodbye Scarlet. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Connection. You've been listening to Take Cover from Once by Fire's debut CD, Goodbye Scarlet. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with the band's lead vocalist, Robin Kitchen. Robin, when did the whole idea of producing a CD come up?
About 3 years ago, I really felt an urge to start writing, and I had felt like it was on the horizon, but it just the time, you know, arrived when I really felt like now was the time to put my hand to it. And so I started writing mostly when our family was, you know, preoccupied with other things, and in the evenings. And about when I got to 12 songs, we decided it was time to find a studio and find people to help us, you know, play the aspects that we weren't going to. And so, yeah, then about a year ago, we started to record, and we've been working on it ever since. Yeah.
Well, looking at the songs and looking at yourself as the songwriter, that what comes first for you as a songwriter? Is it the music or is it the lyrics? Does it depend on the song? Sort of walk us through your that whole creative process that you go through when you're developing a song.
Okay, I would say in years gone by when I wasn't as proficient with the guitar, it was always lyrics and lyrical melody first, but. Which would be the case with Goodbye Scarlet and Take Cover still. But for the most part, I still write the music first, and then the lyrical melody, I kind of, you know, hum it out. And then once I've got it sounding cohesive, then I actually turn, you know, the vocalizations that I'm making into lyrics. And it's kind of interesting. There's different ways I've attacked it, but I find that normally, lately, I tend to do the music first and then add the lyrics.
Well, when you're looking at working on a song, how long does it usually take you to develop a song from the moment you get that first idea until you actually have crafted it into what you say is this is where we're gonna go into the studio with it?
Right. Besides the need to work with you know, Brian to do the drumming and then figure out those aspects and play with him. I would say within a few hours, I can, if I get concentrated time, I would guess that about, you know, if I were able to spend 6 hours on a song, you know, straight, I could probably come out with it mostly fleshed out, you know. Yeah.
Well, looking at the CD, and other than the challenge that you have of coming up with enough material to go onto a CD, what are some of the challenges that you and Brian faced as you were finally getting into the studio and putting this together?
Many, actually. You know, trying to find out where we were going to go, and then there were just the logistics of, you know, how would we manage our family while we were spending time in the studio? And then we live rather remotely, so it was a matter of travel. We did a lot of traveling to do this. You know, working with, finding the right people. We worked with some gentlemen from our church to record on the album. They played on the album. Arranging that, going through the legal process. We wanted to make sure everything was done, you know, decently in an order type thing. And it's been a huge learning curve from the beginning of this. You know, we had to set up a production company and get all of the finances in order and, you know, run it like a business. So there's just been a ton of aspects that we've had to learn, you know, in doing this.
Now, looking at that, I mean, there's always, once you go through those challenges and as you're going through them, there are often points where you sort of get those aha moments that, you know, this is worth it. This is where we're supposed to be going. This is what God wants us to do. Did you have any of those moments as you were going through the whole putting it together?
Definitely. We would, you know, often it would be God's grace, you know, in times when we were discouraged or tired or, you know, I can think of people coming over here and hearing a song and, you know, seeing them very moved, and that would encourage us. And not too long ago, actually, we'd done mostly what we could do for the time being, and we were going about our business in other areas, and we were praying for encouragement. You know, Lord, what do you want us to do, you know, next? And we were going to get a vehicle in Calgary, so we stopped at a restaurant, actually with a store. So we were sitting in the parking lot, and I'm looking out the window, and I see this young man. He's kind of standing around in front of us. He's got a backpack with him and what have you. And the Lord just really impressed on my heart that there was something going on for him. He just, I don't know, the Lord gave me maybe a word of knowledge, and I saw that he seemed very vulnerable and what have you. So I said to Brian, I really feel like the Lord wants me to do something here, but, you know, I wasn't quite sure what. So I thought, I'm just going to write a piece of paper, you know, that says Jesus loves you, and we'll just hand it to him, and, you know, we'll pray for him. And that was kind of my thought there. And then Brian said, well, why don't you just give him a CD, because we had them in the vehicle. And so we pulled up next to him and said, we have something for you. And, you know, he took it, thankfully. And then we prayed for him, and we went on our way. And I said to Brian, you know, my thoughts on maybe what was going on in the situation. And, you know, Brian's thinking, like, okay, well, maybe. But, you know, I said, well, maybe one day we'll find out, you know. So, anywho, we went on our business, or went on our way. And the next morning, Brian came and woke me up and told me that through our website, we had received an email from this man. And in a nutshell, he had left a treatment center about an hour before and had missed his bus. So he was standing around the store, not quite sure where to go next. When we gave him the CD, he ended up going to a motel. And he said he had a CD player on him because he was learning Spanish while he was in treatment. And he had listened to the CD for hours that night. And he said he thanked us for giving it to him, said that he felt God had moved there, that it had helped him stay sober overnight, and that he thought it would inspire him, you know, from that point on. And Brian and I were just, you know, blown away, because that, you know, that was our heart, right? That's our goal. We want to help people. We want to reach people. And we just really felt like God was saying, you know, I'm in this, right?
Yeah, and it's always neat. I mean, I've talked to a number of musicians and artists over the years who get, you know, send their art out and somehow never get any feedback back, knowing the impact that it's had on people. So getting something like that back is always, it's a validation that we're going in the direction that God wants us to go with our ministry and with our art. Looking at it now that the CD's out and put together, what's sort of the biggest challenge that you have now?
We're finding, I don't think either of us really enjoys the process of promoting, to be honest. I mean, like, we enjoy music, and I'm creative personality. I'm not. I don't enjoy having to self-promote, and so we're kind of navigating, you know, the channels of what do we need to do in this, and what is worthwhile, and that's a difficult aspect. We enjoy the creative. My husband is very, you know, he's very organized and reliable, and he's good at administrative tasks and what have you. So he heads up most of that. But this is the first time we're really doing this, so that's been a challenge. Is now that we've done, you know, the part that's really fun, now we need to go about promoting it.
So. Yeah, and you're not the first person I've talked to, either a musician, a writer, or artist that has said that's the biggest challenge that they face right now is taking off that creative. The creative hat and putting the marketing hat on, it is a huge challenge. We're going to take one final break, and after that, we're going to come and finish our conversation with Once by Fire singer-songwriter Robin Kitchen. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Welcome, welcome, come one, come all. If you take up this position, you can have it all. Testing, testing, no, not for you. Only I can see the meaning, and I swear it's true.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to The Black Lands from the Goodbye Scarlet CD by Once by Fire. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Once by Fire lead vocalist Robin Kitchen. You mentioned that you, in the process of putting the CD together, you had times where you had people listening to the music and that. Now that the CD's done, it's out there, what's been the reaction to Goodbye Scarlet?
I would say the feedback we've gotten has been very positive. It seems people enjoy the vocals, and they like, you know, different components of the music, the drumming and certain aspects of guitar. I would say the lyrics, people generally, you know, voice their appreciation of. And we've gotten a lot of really good feedback. We wish we had more feedback at this point. We're still feeling like we're still distributing it and getting it out there, and we know that it's playing in the Maritimes. Man of Sorrows is playing in the Maritimes, and we've just kind of gotten to the point where we sent it out to radio stations, and we're awaiting feedback to a large extent right now. So I would love to get more feedback, frankly. But yeah, we've asked people that know us better to give us very detailed feedback, and that's been good. But yeah, people seem to like it, I guess, is the short answer.
Yeah. Looking at the promotional aspect of that, are you doing any touring with the CD?
We're working right now on putting together a touring band, as it is primarily Brian and I right now that are committed. And we are not quite sure where we'll go or what we'll do yet, but that's what we're working on right now, yeah.
What else is on your agenda from this point on? Are you looking at another CD down the road, or are you just focusing on this one right now?
Definitely looking at another CD. I'm writing still, and we're looking at potentially using some songs that we co-wrote with a friend in Ontario years ago. So we've been working on that, and yeah, so still writing. We're going to make a video soon, ideally. We're in talks to do that. We'll get that up on YouTube and continue to develop our website and social media. We're in the promotion stage of this and trying to get as much related material developed as possible.
Right. Looking at it and looking back at reaction and things like that, what was it like for you as a songwriter to, when you sat back and you finally listened to the final mix and that, what was it like for you to listen to your songs, you know, finally down on something like CD, backing tracks, the whole thing? What was it like for you?
It was awesome. It was a dream come true. You know, it's, you wait for so long. Like you have the vision in mind, you know, the kind of general scope of what it's going to sound like, but you don't get to hear it until the end. So it was very gratifying. I also felt there was some growth for me in learning to leave it alone. You know, like as an artist, I just wanted to keep meddling and keep developing it and keep going. And so, you know, I had to realize that you can't do this forever. But hearing it, I mean, I would say my kids got so tired of, they love the music, but, you know, I was so excited to hear it, you know, I was still playing it in the vehicle, like, all the time, right? It's just, it's gratifying, you know, I enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm a writer, and I go through the same thing with my works. It's like you just finally have to stop editing and submit it at some point in time. Where can people find out more about Once by Fire?
Our website is oncebyfire.com, and we also have a page on Facebook that I am working on, so that is available. I would say we're on CD Baby and iTunes, so our music can be purchased there, but primarily our website, oncebyfire.com.
Great. Robin, thank you very much for your time tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Robin Kitchen. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email Robert at selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter at selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.